Welcome back, everybody, and a happy Monday afternoon. Hope your Monday has gone well after a long holiday weekend. I've got a fine guest co-host with me. His name is Matt Rothschild. Thanks again, Matt, for being with me on Mondays and for guest hosting while I was away. It's a pleasure to be here with you. Folks, a bit of breaking news this afternoon in case you missed it earlier today. El Salvador filed legal papers with the United Nations indicating that the United States both facilitated the use of the Salvadorian prison infrastructure and retained jurisdiction over all U.S. deportees that were imprisoned at the Salvadorian prison. That's a big deal. Just breaking this afternoon, we'll be tracking that story. Also, Mayor, City of Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson announcing the withdrawal of a $34 million revitalization grant for the 6th Street corridor in Milwaukee. That'll cost Milwaukee ballpark 450 to 500 jobs, courtesy of the Trump administration. Big thanks to State Senator Dianne Hesselbein, who joined us for the last half hour talking about what improvements Democrats were able to get over the GOP-proposed budget. And that brings me, Matt, to our next subject, because there has been a lot of debate, some of it tied to the biennial budget, from some Democrats saying, you know, the governor didn't go hard enough, didn't draw enough bright lines in the sand, didn't go out there and advocate for his budget, didn't make a strong enough case across the state. And basically, he shouldn't run for a third term. Of course, Matt and I want to hear from all of you. What do you think? Should the governor run for a third term? Should he have decided a while ago? Should he have made it clear before the budget? Is it appropriate to say now, or should he wait longer? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. It's also completely fine to say, I don't care. I just want things to work better, which we will discuss as well. Here's another way to put this question to you. If tomorrow's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Cap Times, whatever your favorite local news outlet is, if the headline tomorrow was Governor Evers announces run for third term, what would your immediate reaction be? 855-752-4842. This is one of these fascinating questions, Matt, because I think Tony Evers, from a personality standpoint, is someone that appeals to Wisconsinites. He's not a great speaker. That actually plays to his advantage, I think, as a candidate, because he sounds like a regular person. You believe what he's saying. He doesn't seem like a slicked up politician. And he's also an incredibly affable, nice guy. I think he feels like somebody a lot of Wisconsinites know. And I think that authenticity, that believing what you say, that person, that candidate that people can see, touch, and feel is really important now. That's been one of the lessons from these last few election cycles, regardless of which particular race you're looking at. How important do you think likability and relatability, and what I'm just going to call regular personability, is for especially Wisconsinites in election cycles?
Well, I do think that's how he's gotten elected twice. You know, he knows who he is. He doesn't pretend to be someone he isn't. And in some ways, it's odd that he's become governor and that he's won twice, because he doesn't have great natural political skills. As you say, he's not a great speaker. He's kind of a horrible debater, if truth be told.
Yes,
he's been a really good governor, though. You know, I wish he was more of a fighter. I wish he fought harder on the budget or publicly campaigned harder and drew more lines in the sand and was able, if at all possible, to get more money K through 12. I mean, that's one of the crucial things that was missing as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, I understand that the Democrats don't have the cards in the legislature.
Right.
I understand why the minority leader did what she did, and she did so very skillfully with input, which shows her leadership abilities there. So, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of hoping that the governor doesn't run again, though. I want more of a fighter. I think this is and he's been really good on some issues you know, across the board, actually, and been a good backstop. But I want someone out there fighting. I think, especially with Trump and the disaster that Trump is imposing on us, I think the need for a strong public fighter out there is really important. And so I'm looking for someone.
Yeah, so here's the secondary question. And again, folks, if you're just tuning in, Matt and I are batting around, should Governor Evers run for a third term? If your local newspaper here in the state of Wisconsin had the headline tomorrow, Evers announces run for third term, what would your immediate reaction be? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Here's the sort of like really big picture question that I think looms large over every single race across the country. I understand when we say, I want a fighter, I think what we're saying is I want an authentic communicator that understands what's really important to people. That's just my take, because here's, I think, what the quandary is, Matt, what the tension is fighting is one thing, governing is another. I'll put that out there as thing one. Thing two is, I think, the fighter, the hard line drawer, the uncompromising is much more possible for folks running on the MAGA side of the ticket. I just, that's their political universe. It's bright lines, it's personal fealty, right? And that they have been, and Republicans for the last 50 years have been really good at intra-party enforcement, right, of their dogma, whatever that is. Certainly, they're probably better at it now than they've ever been with Donald Trump at the helm of their party. The same cannot be true of Democrats. Is the fighter, is somebody who goes hard with very bright lines, does that compromise or does it make it more difficult to build that big tent? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. In other words, people talk about the Obama coalition, right? Like the people that had to be brought together to win, especially when you look at a state that is truly as purple as Wisconsin is. What do you think, Matt? If somebody goes hard, and I don't mean shying away from the issues, right? I mean, being very clear about what you want, and there is improvement on Governor Evers' part that I would say is an absolutely fair criticism. But can you almost overcorrect as a candidate, especially when you're trying to run statewide in Wisconsin? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think the nub of the question, what you're driving at, is can anybody other than Evers win? Or can anybody who campaigns like Evers or has the demeanor of the governor, can that person win? And that's an open question. We won't know until we run the experiment. And it's a dangerous experiment. But there's no guaranteeing also that Evers is going to win again either. His numbers weren't great in the latest poll. So that's an open question. I know Dan Schaefer has talked about the age issue here on Civic Media and at Recombobulation Area. But I think there are a lot of good potential candidates out there on the Democratic side, which is why I'm hoping the governor decides soon, one way or another, because it's not fair to everybody else if he doesn't do it.
Folks, what would your thought be if tomorrow's headline in your local paper said Evers announces run for a third term? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Texter from the WAUK says, careful what you wish for. Tony Evers has done things that benefit the most of us here in Wisconsin the entire time he's been in office. His liability factor is that he's good and clearly doesn't demonstrate some of the problems that Biden had or that Trump has. It's interesting. I don't think Tony Evers toots his own horn enough. My question is always not, is there somebody that could run and win that's not named Tony Evers? Because my belief is always, yes, there's always someone. There's never one single candidate or a candidate that's entitled to the presumption of you're the guy for the next time around simply by virtue of incumbency. But I think what you've put your finger on, Matt, is that Democrats seem to wait around. Right? They're waiting. It's always, well, let's see. What and some of this is gerontocracy. It's the older folks in some of these jobs, which if you're highly capable and you're getting it done, I don't care how old you are. But the presumption that Democrats have that, oh, we don't want to upset the party royalty, instead of vigorously building and then advocating for a succession plan and a pipeline, I think that's always been a problem for Democrats. And I think we're seeing everybody's just waiting around, right?
Like, you know, I totally agree with you, Maggie. And, you know, back to Biden. I mean, a lot of people are blaming Biden's wife and this and the sons and the staff. Yeah, they have responsibility. The media missed it, too. But, where was Newsom? He could have thrown his hat in the ring. You know, where was Gretchen Whitmer? There's no one saying you can't do it. And so none of the big potential candidates got in, and we're in that crisis. So I think right now the prospective candidates on the Democratic side, no matter what Evers said, should be throwing their hats in the ring.
And that, Matt, I think is part of the solution here. And to have points of differentiation with the governor and from Republicans, Democrats shouldn't have to come in one like ultra royal blue variety. And I think that, again, a lot of policing of who is the right kind of candidate, not enough succession planning, and frankly, not enough discussions with folks that are currently in seats about, so what's the plan for when you're done, right? How do we build pipeline? 855-752-4842. Pat, listening on WGBW, says age is nothing but a number. I think there was a song about that. Might not have aged too well. That was sung by Aaliyah. I won't go down the R. Kelly rabbit hole. Pat from WGBW says, age is just a number. Tony Evers should run again. We've got one of our good friends on the line. It's Jeannie from Eau Claire. Say hello to Matt. What do you think, Jeannie?
I say sign me up. I think Governor Evers has been an outstanding governor. He's a governor that's been on our side of the state doing things for our side of the state. We never seen the governor over on our side of the state for long, long, many, many years, and the people like him over here as an independent. I think he's great. I know a lot of Republicans who really like him, and definitely Democrats do. Age don't mean a thing, folks. I'm 70, and God darn it, you guys got to quit picking on the age, because there's a lot of people in their 80s can do a great job, too. I mean, I know that we need more younger people. I support younger people, and they got to get in at start in there and start now and get them young people in and gradually move them up. But he is not a show horse. He is a workhorse.
Thanks so much. That's Jeannie from Eau Claire. Let me be clear, because I think that there are folks at every age that could be excellent chief elected executives and legislators. And I think there's lots of examples of them. My question is, particularly when you've got incumbency, multiple terms, and age, what does that equate to? We're going to continue this discussion on the other side. The text lines are lighting up, 855-752-4842. If your headline in your local paper read tomorrow, Governor Evers seeks third terms, what would your reaction be? We discuss more with Matt Rothschild and I, Maggie Dawn, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.